Speedonomics, 66% are pessimistic about future of Joe Biden's economy. By Wendell Hasebo on December 20, 2023. A record high of 66% of Americans are pessimistic about the future of President Joe Biden's economy, a CNBC study found. The lack of faith contrasts with the optimism about former President Donald Trump's economy, when 43% of Americans were optimistic, and only 32% felt pessimistic. Pessimism about Biden's economy is a record 17-year high, the survey showed. 2018, 32% pessimistic, 43% optimistic. 2008, 51% pessimistic, 7% optimistic. The pessimism appears to confirm polling that shows only 14% of voters say Biden's economic policies helped them, while 85% said they either hurt or made no difference. For many, so-called Bidenomics simply fails to help average Americans. A recent Lending Club study found 62% of adults in December said they are living paycheck to paycheck, up from 58% in March. 40% of consumers living paycheck to paycheck with super prime credit scores. 57% of credit cards owned by consumers are living paycheck to paycheck. Democrat pollster Stanley Greenberg told CNN on Monday that Biden must stop talking up progress on the economy if he wants to win re-election, noting disposable income fell since May. What matters is how many months people have been struggling to deal with inflation. And each month, they get madder and madder about it as long as their wages are trailing prices. In the last 6 months, there has been a decline in disposable income. So, the context is, you have to start there. Inflation is like 30 points higher than the next problem. And you can't. What the president currently is doing is his tweets always start with, "We're making progress," and then he mentions prices. If you look at his ads aimed at black voters, they're mainly trying to convince them they're doing a good job. But that's not where they are. They are not. They are losing ground every month and angered about it. But you have to stop. You have to say, what's the main problem? How do you deal with the first problem, which is inflation and the cost of living? You have to stop on the notion that we're making progress. You have to get where people are, Greenberg added. And where they are is on the rise in prices. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.